Shalom, and welcome back to 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week, I try to bring you things of interest, particularly of Chazonis. As I've been mentioning of late, I've been recognizing that there are some very fine cantors who I have neglected over the years, and I am trying to play catch-up a little bit. The first hour, you heard cantor Shmuel Vigoda. He was born in 1894. But we're going to be hearing cantor Salomo Pinkasovich, who was born in 1886. He died in 1951. Let me tell you a little bit about Pinkasovich. It's a very, very interesting life that he had. He was born in the Podolia region of the Ukraine. In 1886. Yasla was born in the Ukraine in 1882. Salomo's father was an itinerant Hebrew teacher, descended from Rabbi Pinchas of Koretz, a disciple of the Baal Shem Tov, founder of Hasidism. Salomo's father died at the age of 26, and he became an itinerant boy soloist. When he was 15, he applied to the Imperial Conservatory of Odessa. He graduated at age 18. He married and went to Vienna. That was in 1904 at the age of 19. In 1905, his newborn son died after a few months, a daughter in 1906. In 1911, he accepted a position in a small town in Galicia. In 1913, he was called to Czernowitz in the Bukovina region of Austria. Now, it's interesting, there in 1913, they say it was in Austria. My father was born in Bukovina, and I was told that the nearest large town was Czernowitz, but always considered him a Romanian. Oh well, so goes the geography. In 1914, he made his first recordings. In 1914, he was interned during the war. Then a miracle happened. The governor of Upper Austria had made a tour of the prison and internment camps to see if all were being decently and humanely treated. No one dared say no, except for Pinkasovich, who boldly stepped forward and told the governor that, as a singer, his voice was suffering from breathing in coal dust, as his special task was to empty coal trucks. The governor was a typical old-world Australian aristocrat and great music lover. He at once ordered this particular attorney to come to his palace in Lis and sing for him, an order which the internee gladly obeyed. The result was immediate freedom and permission to go and live in Vienna for the duration of the war. He was asked to return to Czernowitz, which he did with his family, but 3 months later the Russians retook Czernowitz and the family fled. Pinkasovich then got a cantorial position in Hungary. He then went on to Miskolc, not far from Budapest, where he stayed until 1920. To escape anti-Semitism, they moved to Berlin. How about that? Moved to Berlin to escape anti-Semitism. Well, that was 1920. But conditions deteriorated. Fascism was growing in 1921. He and the family moved to Manchester, where he got a position in the new synagogue in Manchester. There he was called the Jewish Caruso. An emissary from the great synagogue of Womarens Street, one of the finest in Johannesburg, South Africa, arrived in Manchester looking for a suitable cantor. In 1925, the family moved to South Africa, but Salomo felt his life was dull and boring, and he longed to go back to Israel, to Europe. So in 1928, he returned to Berlin, where he got a position in the Alte Synagogue. He almost took a position in Philadelphia after a very successful tour of the United States. After the bombing of the Reichstag, the elders of the synagogue encouraged him to leave. In 1933, he took a position of cantor at the United Synagogue, but went back to South Africa at the outbreak of the war in 1939. After the war in 1946, he returned to England, where he founded the Cantorial School at Jews College of London, a post he held until his death. in December of 1951. Okay, he certainly got around, and it was really the chaos of Europe that really played a very important role in his movements. Almost every one of the recordings that I'm going to be playing were recorded in 1920 to 1923. I think there was one in 1930. You will know that when I talk about acoustic recordings in 1925, prior to 1925, all recordings were acoustic, where they stood in front of a horn and they sang into the horn, and the vibrations went down to a stylus, which was then used to make the mold. And it was rather primitive, to say the least. It was in 1925 when it became electronic with speakers and microphones and the like. So what you're going to be hearing are rather rudimentary recordings. Of course, today, I guess if one would sit in front of a computer, they would be able to take out the scratches and the blips and so forth. But that wasn't the case when this came out. And so you'll have to hear the original recordings with all the little blips and scratches and so forth. But I think that you'll get a good idea of the beauty of Salomo Pinkasovich's voice. We'll begin with Elokeinu Ritze. Thank you. Well, you certainly can hear the scratches of the old records played on an old record player. We'll hear next Coulomb. How you like that falsetto, huh? Not bad. Okay, next to Shamru. Yeah. That you'll note, early recordings of Chazanis in particular, is that the selections all were a little over 3 minutes in length, because that was all the room that they had on a single platter. If it was a longer selection, they would often play it on two sides, and a lot of people may sometimes forget to turn over to the second side. As you look at the number of selections with the Vagoda, were much fewer than of Pinkasovich, because Vagoda's recordings, many of them were 5, 6, or 7 minutes long. Let's go next to Hashem Moloch, Salomo Pinkasovich. You certainly can tell that these were early recordings. Let's hear Av HaRachamim.
Oh.
Shlomo Pinkasovich next with Rabbi Elosar.
מרבים שולם בוולון מרבים שולם בוולון 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 שין
Oh!
Okay, Morgana Vos. Next, we're here. We will hear a Nenu.
Yeah,
Sato is coming up next. 1 second. There you go. Enjoying this Pinkasovich program. It's trying some different things. Always interested in your feedback. Okay. Next is Malachi Rachamim. Oh. Short one, Ochilo Loel. Hamachadesh Betuvo.
Save the rain.
More selections. We'll next hear Hineni Haoni.
Yeah.
Okay, coming to the last selection, Shema Kolenu.
Thank you.
Well, that last selection, the recording was particularly poor. You know what happens with the old 78s? They wear down with usage, and you get that. It doesn't quite happen with the 33s. You can play them and replay them, and rarely does it reach that level. I'm not even sure it ever does reach that level of difficulty in the recordings. In any event, I hope that you found this of interest. This is Salomo Pinkasovich, and I'm always interested in your feedback. If you have any comments or requests, please let me know. cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Shalom, everyone.